Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
call a friend, let them know that the Crossroad Broadcast
is now on the air. Today we have an exciting topic for you today. We're going to be talking about the effects of marital problems and the preventing of marital problems. So why don't we get ready to go before the throne of grace? And even as we go before the throne of grace, we want, is there something that you're asking God to do in your life? Is there something that you need today? Because maybe it's a healing, maybe it's a deliverance. Maybe you're going through some things that only you and God know. But I want you to know that today, that God, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. Thing. Yes, you are listening to the Crossroad broadcast, and I want you to know, no matter what crossroad you may be crossing, just put God before you, and God, He will be there for you, and that He will fight every battle. Now, let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. We thank you to God for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. Today, we thank you, God, for bringing us this far by faith. We thank you, God, today for opening the windows of heaven and pouring us out blessings that there be not room enough to receive. We thank you, God, for rebuking the devourer for our sake. Father, you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. Father, we thank you, God, for today and always for having all power in your hand. Today, we proclaim you as Master and Lord in our lives. Father, today, God, as the listeners all over the United States of America, as they listen to you and listen to the broadcast, Lord, at our speaker today, God, let them be encouraged. Let them know, God, that there is a way of escape, and that way is thee, Lord God. That way is you. And, God, there is an answer to their problem. Even, Father God, God, as they have gone through things in their marriage, let them know that it's not over, that God, until God says it's over, and that God is able to meet every need. Father, we just ask you, Lord, to do it even now. God, those that are not saved, save, deliver, and to make free. And this we will thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. Yes, you're listening to the Crossroad broadcast. The Crossroad broadcast consists of professional Christian counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. Our speaker for the day is none other than Dr. Gloria Caster. Dr. Caster is a licensed Christian counselor. She is also a member of the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Her pastor is none other than Dr. John Gunn. We want you to be blessed. We want you to call a neighbor, call someone, let them know. You may know someone that's going through marriage struggles, marriage problems, and they need some help. Well, we have a Christian counselor here today that's going to help you in your struggle, in the things that you need to be going through, because I want you to know that God has an answer with your name on it. At this time, we're getting ready to hear from Dr. Gloria Caster. Welcome to the Crossroad Broadcast. Dr. Caster?
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and the radio audience. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be before you today. I pray that there's something that is said that can help someone who might be going through some problems, who might have some questions and trying to understand how they can work it. Because when you get married, you do want your marriage to last, but many times things can come in that can cause problems. And I know that media people are often criticized, but perhaps television, newspaper, magazines, radios, reports, and have served as a useful purpose in alerting us to a high divorce rate, and that is, you know, some people get married and they find out that they have different temperaments and they don't agree, and they're always, you know, at each other's throats, or as you can say, but they're always coming against each other. But there is a solution for that, because I'm sure when you get married, you love one another. I mean, you dated, you courted, or whichever way you want to say it. But you do care if you married one another. So there are things that if you truly want to stay with your spouse, there are things that you need to do, to, because marriage is not one-sided. I mean, two people have to make a marriage work. That's why in the beginning, in Genesis, God put two people together. He didn't put them separate from one another and told them whenever you feel like you want it to come together. He put them together as one. So, you know, we can go to seminars, and there are seminars that have developed courses in family health education, and churches are becoming more aware of the needs and more teaching about marriage and family issues. And we know most of the time, or at least it should happen, when you're getting ready to get married, you need to go through marital counseling at the churches. And most churches, before they will even marry you, you do have to go through that marriage counseling class. Some professors and church leaders have begun to emphasize the unique need of step families and single parent families. Others have noted that crisis interventions often provide opportunities to work with families. But what I want to do today is to kind of deal with these problems that arise and working to prevent them to that can in turn prevent them from becoming a cause for marital tension. Now, preventing marital problems, as I said, in order to prevent it, it's not one-sided, it's two-sided. And I want to give you, I want to first give you four solutions that you can kind of pull together and kind of think about doing in preventing marital problems. Then I want to give you some verses about marital problems. And then I want to go and give you seven signs of marital problems. So I just want to, I know we already prayed, but I just want to say, God, give me what I need to give to your people, because I know you gave it to me, and I know that there's someone there who's going to need to know, and this might be what they need to bring their marriage back together. The first one that I want to talk about is to teach biblical principles of marriage. Christians believe that God, who created both male and female, and who initiated marriage, also have given guidelines for marriage in the pages of Scripture. These guidelines need to be taught clearly at home and church and modeled consistently by Christian leaders. We live in a society that procrastinates non-biblical values about sex and marriage. So the biblical teaching about sex and the meaning of love need to be enforced frequently. Now, I want to give you a couple of scriptures. If we were to look at 1 Peter 3 and 7, it says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel." Doesn't mean the wife is any weaker than, you know, the husband, but it means that the husband is to be, God put man over. He is the one that God had put over the home. So not just necessarily saying we weak, but in a sense, we are weaker than the masculine man. So we need to take our place as that. And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So that means if you fall together as one, you can pray together as one, and your prayers will not be hindered because you're coming together as one. I want to go to Matthew 5:32. It says, "But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving to the cause of fornication, causing her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committed adultery. You know, that's something that now that we're under grace, that's something that, you know, God has put in his word, so we go by the word of God. And then Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiable. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And then I'm going to give you this last one, this last two, Matthew 5:28. But it says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her have committed adultery with her already in his heart. And that doesn't, I'm saying, it's saying man, but that means female too. It's not, like I said, one-sided. And Ephesians, we'll end up with Ephesians 5:22-24. It says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. And so we have to know that there are scriptures and there is word in the Bible that gives us a direction as to how we are to treat our marriages, which will give us a better way of how to handle when we come into different situations in our marriage. Number two, stress, the importance of marriage. Marriage in enrichment and marital commitment. For most people, life consists of a number of demands, commitments, and responsibility. Often in the midst of these pressures, one's marriage and family are slowly shuttered to a lesser order of priority. Work, church, community responsibilities, and other activities take precedency over time spent with one spouse. Marriage takes time, effort, and commitment. And if it is to grow and develop, we need to spend time with one another. This needs to be emphasized in churches and elsewhere. Encourage people to make marriage a high priority item in terms of expenditure of time and effort. Marriage enrichment seminars can help, and so can discussing groups, in groups, the reading of helpful books and videotape programs that discuss marriages and biblical sermons dealing with marriages. Try to stimulate couples. You try to get stimulated to do things together for each other and with each other. And then help to establish priorities and work toward mutual goals and think of ways to bring variety into your marriages. And number three, I want to give you teach principles of communication and conflict resolution. Now, that is very important. Married people are not the only members of the congregation who need help in learning how to communicate and deal with conflict. When there is gossip, backbiting, insensitivity, and stubbornness, there also will be tension and conflict. By teaching Christians how to get along with one another, we can help them to build better relationships within the family and without. That means within the family and within the churches as well. Married people, for example, should be shown the importance of listening, self-disclosure, mutual acceptance and understanding. Empathy, warmth, and gentleness do not need to be limited in counseling session as well. Now, these attributes can be learned and practiced in marriage and throughout the church. Not just for our marriage, we need to also get in with groups or practice these things in our churches as well. Number four, encourage counseling when needed. And that means whenever, sometimes a person don't even realize that they need counseling. So I want to go to signs of marital problems, and then we'll come back to the encouragement and the conclusion. Well, every relationship has its ups and downs. Ignoring persistence and reoccurring problems can lead to the deterioration of a marriage. Marriage counseling can help couples address these problems with the help of a certified professional who can provide objective advice. Couples can be on the lookout for warning signs that may indicate that a marriage is in trouble. And I think most of the time we can kind of speak it, feel it, or see it going on, and to sustain a successful marriage that lasts over time, a couple need to work at the relationship. Marriage is work. Marriage is what we need to come together to make it happen. It's not a one person. It's a two-party agreement that you come together, because both of you agreed at the altar, not just the husband or the wife agreed. You took those vows together. A person really knows and understands a partner after the honeymoon phase has long ended, literally. This is the time when trust and compatibility are either built up under a strong foundation or crumbles, which may result in the demise of the marriage. To decrease the chances of divorce, recognize and address the warning signs that let you know your marriage is going sour. Amen. Trepidation, that's number one. You may have the feeling that you are constantly walking on eggshells in fear of saying or doing something wrong, and that does happen. And even I can say sometimes if you come through a situation, you don't want to get the person upset anymore, so you kind of like be quiet. But maybe you're afraid of even discussing the concerns with him or her because you think it might cause another argument. Perhaps you feel as though you are constantly being watched and criticized by your partner, and everything you do is wrong in your partner's eyes, and sometimes that happens. According to the relationship success experts on websites, like larger relationship issues are often vented through excessive negative criticism or schism. In other words, he is not picking you apart because he doesn't like the way you do the dishes or mop the floor. It's a larger issue which you need to address it so that it will not get to where after it gets so far out there you can't bring it back in. And another thing is communication ceases. If communication slows down and or stop altogether, you may have an issue. I mean, you sit at the dinner table, you don't speak, you don't talk, you don't say anything, and you go around for weeks and not say anything. That's going to eventually crumble. Couples get busy with work and other activities, so this is not uncommon. But what is unnatural is constantly spending time in the same space and not talking to one another, sitting at the same table, not speaking to one another, maybe even get in the same car and not speak. And one come in and the other goes out and you don't speak. You are reading a book while she listens to the music. You need to spend time with one another. You need to have time that you can spend to each other and find out how each other's work day was. You know, your marriage may be headed south when you see your partner as more of a roommate than a spouse. Now, that is really a problem. Maybe you don't call or text throughout the day to see how she's doing and he's doing like you used to. Communication between the two of you become more cautious than entertaining. That shows that there's a problem. Personal appearance. You no longer care about how you look, or your partner is not taking care of himself anymore. And I can say for myself, I mean, I've been married for quite a while, and I still want to look good for my husband. I used to hear the truck come up, and when I hear the truck come up, I'd run and spruce myself up and make sure take that old head piece off of my head so that I look good, put a little lipstick or blush on so that I look good when he come in. Because you've got to make sure that you keep your appearance good as well, just like he saw your appearance when you were dating. He still wants to see some of those same personal appearance. You stop going to the gym and you go down to taking a shower and washing your hair only a few times a week. Or if you lost interest in maintaining your physical appearance for your spouse, you may be heading downward in your marriage. Those are things that you really have to get. Look, you think these little things don't matter, but they do. Distraction. You've noticed she's watching TV more often, or maybe she's reading every night in bed, or has a sudden urge to do chores. You may be using distraction tactics to avoid each other. It's very common for individuals to keep busy rather than addressing relationship issues. And when you know that that's happening and you don't take time to sit down and discuss or turn the TV off when there's a problem and discuss it, don't let it go through the next day. Because the Bible does say don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So if there's disagreement in the morning, settle it before the end of the day or before you go to bed at night. Let there be togetherness and always have something nice to say about each other. You know, you want to be able to say to your husband, honey, you sure look good today. Or tell him that when he goes out, or her, when they go out in the morning. And when you come back in the afternoon, have something nice to say to keep the marriage fresh. Drama. He may be constantly picking an argument with you over little things, like how you parked the car, or how you made the bed. These arguments often become routine and never have any solutions. The arguments are simply a way to vent bigger frustration within the marriage. So be kind of cautious of that. And when you see that happening, maybe you can sit down and say, honey, I see right now that you're not liking you may be parking the car and making the bed. Let's sit down and discuss. Is there anything that you might want me to do differently? Let me see. Let us discuss it. A loss of affection. This includes intimacy on all levels. Not only have you stopped having sex with your partner, but now she or he doesn't even kiss you in the morning before heading off to work. The I love you emails no longer exist. Your marriage may be headed south if your thought of touching him is no longer appealing to you. So I have one more, and then I want to go to conclusions, and then I'm just going to go over these real quickly. And consideration, they are simply warning signs that your marriage may be in trouble if you are concerned. Open up the communication line and discuss your concerns with your spouse. If the discussions are not helpful, consider seeking help from a marriage counselor. You want to make sure that you keep your marriage fresh. So I want to go just give you these. I'm not going to go over them anymore, but I want to give you these. And these are seven signs of marriage problems. My tongue gets caught with that one. Communication ceases. Personal appearance, distractions, drama, loss of affections and consideration. And you want to make sure that you keep the lines of communication open. Make sure that you show each other love and concern. Make sure that you don't let anything come in that will distract you from being what you need to be in your marriage, from keeping you from when you were dating. Go back, have a date night. You know, have a night that the two of you have a date night. And if you have children, let them, once they go to bed, you the two of you can sit up and put a movie in, or always have time to spend time with each other. Never be too busy, because we all do have busy schedules, but never be too busy to touch bases with your husband. And then sometimes, you might want to go away with the girls for a time or two, or he might, and find out sometimes he might need his space or you might need yours. But you want to make sure you all both come back together to make sure you connect with that love that you had before. Keep your marriage fresh. And as I conclude with marriage and problems, marriage is the most intimate of all human relationships. God put it together God wanted to be to you, the two to be together, the two to become one. So when this relationship is good and growing, it provides one of the life's greatest satisfaction. When it is poor or even static and routine, it can be a source of great frustration and misery. God surely wants marriage to be good, or he wouldn't have put it together. And remember, he said everything he made was good. So it's up to you to make good what God made that was good. A model of the beautiful relationship between Christ and his church is what we are to do as well. The Christian counsel who understands biblical teaching and who knows counseling technique is best qualified to help couples attain the biblical idea for marriage. And I encourage counseling when needed, like individual couples often are reluctant to seek counseling. But if you want to really make sure that your marriage works and you see that there's a problem and you see one of these seven signs that come in, then you need to get some kind of professional counseling. For some of people, it's embarrassing, and it may seem administrate to seek counseling. For some, this is, you know, it you just feel like it's an admission of failure. In contrast, it can be emphasized from the pulpit and elsewhere that going for counseling can be a sign of strength. Often the counseling is most effective when it is sought early and not after the problem have gone progressively worse. So admit that there are problems. When you can see the signs, you know when things start trailing off and things is not the same like they were. And sometimes when you have children, you don't have as much time to spend with each other, but you need to make time to spend with each other. Not only is that good for you, but it's good for the children as well. When they can see their mom and dad are loving, and then that puts that in their spirit as well. And that makes them see that marriage is good. And that will help them when they get married, because remember, marriage is honorable. And the Bible says that marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiable. So that means when you come together, whatsoever you do, and you put God first and be obedient and make it work, you can make it work. Because just like you make this marriage work, and if you get a divorce, it's probably going to trail all the way over into another marriage. So when God joined, he said, when he joined you together, he joined you together as one. And he said, let no man put asunder. So God loved marriage, and marriage is honorable. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
I'd like to thank Dr. Gloria Castor today for being our speaker. She talked to us about the effects of marital problems, and she also talked to us about preventing marital problems. So the Word of God tells in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You have heard numerous different problem solving, some things that you could think about in your marriage relationship. You may be a single woman, not married, and yet you are contemplating marriage, or you need some, there's a friend that needs some help. Why don't you have them each week to tune in to the Crossroads broadcast and also seek professional help? A Christian counselor will give you the unadulterated, uncompromising word and will give you their professional opinion according to the word and according to what they have been licensed to speak to you as women and men of God. We want you to know that in our counseling, we counsel according to the word of God. We counsel according to what God has given us, not what we think, what we know that will be a blessing to you, to your partner and those that you know. So we want you to continually to listen to the Crossroads broadcast. We're so glad that Dr. Lori Castor was with us again here on the Crossroads broadcast. We want you to just to get ready. If you are going through marital struggles, if you are having some difficulty in your marriage, or you are sitting in one room and your husband is in another room, you're having some misunderstanding for whatever reason it may be, we want you, even after you have talked, heard Dr. Castor, we just want to go before the Lord and we just want to pray for you. The Bible tells us to give first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added. You heard the word. You heard the woman of God. You heard the licensed counselor as she spoke to you on today. And we want to go before God so that he can touch your heart. Yes, you may be a male. You can make that marriage. God can make that marriage better for you if you want it to be better. If you are female, yes, God can do the same thing in your life. So you've heard so many illustrations, so many problem solving that Dr. Castor has given to you, that you can be an overcomer. Because any time that we put God first, any time we do things according to God's word and give it to God, I believe that you will be tremendously blessed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, what we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for this day, this hour. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Dr. Glory Castor. And you allow her, God, to speak, God, to vast audience today. Lord, even as she proclaiming your word, even as she giving, Father, professional counseling to those that need it on today. We ask the Lord, even now, as they listen, God, that we ask the Lord to touch their heart. God, give them a greater understanding. God, give them that wisdom that they need. God, give them that willingness, Lord God, to do the right thing and to live that way so that their marriage can be 45, 50 years, that their marriage can be 60 or more years, that marriage even going to be 30 years or more. So we ask you, Lord God, to those that are struggling today, Lord God, we send even now your spirit, your anointing, your power to that home. Lord, if an individual are not saved, if they don't know you as Lord and Savior, if they don't know you as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we pray, God, even now, God, that they invite you into their heart. And God, if they invite you into your heart, God, then, Father God, we know, God, that there will be a remedy for the things that they have gone through, things that they are going through even right now. God, that spark in their marriage will be renewed. And God, that they'll look at one another as a day, God, before the day that they said, I do. They committed, God, to one another. So, Lord, we pray even now, God, from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west, God, touch these marriages. Adults, Lord God, that have come together, that have said, I do, and that said that I'll be with you always, that have said that I'll be with you until death do we part. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to touch them even now, God, to make the difference in their lives. Lord, you know where there need to be a separation. God, you know, God, in the name of Jesus, where there's not agreement, when it's a God, when there is a considerable chance of loss of life. Father, we ask you, Father, God, to have your way of bodily injury, God, beyond repair. I ask the Lord God to give them the wisdom, give them the knowledge, give them the understanding of what they should do. And God, let them subject themselves, Father, to you and to one another. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. God, even now, God, those that are listening, God, that they're not saved, God, your word says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart, God, that you were raised from the dead, God, that they shall be saved. Lord, you're able to save to the uttermost. And God, we we believe today that you're able to bring a change in their lives. Not that they don't have to be the same. God, that they don't have to remain, Father, being, Father God, stubborn, and God, being, Father God, rebellious, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, in that spirit of violence, Father, we ask thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, to touch their heart, God, that they will belong to you. God, it won't be any more them, but it will be the Christ that lives within. God, we just thank again for your people as they listen, Father God, all over the United States of America on the day. God, we send the word of peace, God, to everyone that are listening. And God, even those that are relationship, Father God, and their marriage is going well, Father God, let them continually to do those things that's going to bring about love and commitment to one another. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to do it even now. Let them always let you to be the center of attention and the center of their lives. And for this, God, we will glorify and we will praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening today and being with us once again to at the Crossroad Broadcast. We welcome your comments. We welcome your calls that you can call us. Give your opinion. Tell us how this broadcast helped you, how it helped save your marriage, how it helped you of leaving that wife, of leaving that husband, of leaving the family, how it saved you, how it brought attention to your relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, continue to listen to this broadcast. Continue to invite neighbors and your friends to tune in to the Crossroad Broadcast. Well, and once again, we want to thank Dr. Gloria Caster for being with us on the day, and Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We want you once again to be blessed, to know that there is nothing too hard for God to do, and that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think. This is the Crossroad Staff. Please join us at the next appointed time. May God bless and keep you. Is our prayer.